USA Radio News.
Memphis police have confirmed the worst fears of one family after positively identifying a body.
The body found in Memphis, Tennessee, near the location where Eliza Fletcher was abducted last week, is confirmed it is the body of Eliza. The Memphis Police Department, FBI, ATF, and U.S. Marshal Service have done the work. Accused killer Cleota Abstin appeared before a judge around 10 a.m. Eastern Tuesday when prosecutors said they updated his charges to include murder, premeditated murder, and murder in perpetration of kidnapping. The judge has scheduled a second court date for Wednesday, 10 a.m. Eastern. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
California's governor signed into law a bill creating a fast food council to determine standards for pay, hours, and working conditions for the state's fast food workers. Under the legislation, the council could raise the minimum wage for fast food workers up to $22 per hour. The new standards apply to chains with at least 100 locations nationally. The Job Creators Network Foundation, a small business advocacy group, announced Tuesday lawyer Karen Harned has signed on with the organization. Her first effort will be to challenge the Biden administration's efforts to cancel student loan debt. The White House announced last month its plan to cancel up to $20,000 of student debt for certain borrowers. It's a move critics have estimated will cost taxpayers hundreds of billions of dollars and contribute to further increasing inflation. Three hikers died and several were injured over the holiday weekend in Arizona and Utah. According to the Scottsdale Fire Department, several hikers in Arizona suffered heat exhaustion as excessive heat gripped the West Coast. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
A Trafalgar Group poll found that 56.8% of those surveyed agreed that President Joe Biden's tirade against Republicans was, quote, a dangerous escalation in rhetoric designed to incite conflict among Americans, unquote. The poll also found that among independent voters, the number rose to 62.4%. 31% of independents said Biden's rhetoric was acceptable. A study has been released that shows how getting in a certain number of steps each day can slow down the onset of dementia.
That's according to a new study that says getting around 4,000 to around 10,000 steps per day is recommended to reduce that risk. Those between 40 and 79 who achieved the high end of the scale were 50% less likely to get dementia over a 7-year period. Those who got fewer steps in but did so at a faster pace saw their risk decline by 57%. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Cedar Point announced on Tuesday it's retiring its Top Thrill Dragster roller coaster 1 year after a Michigan woman was injured while waiting in line for the ride. Ruby Bridges, who made history in 1960 when she became one of the first black students at a racially segregated school, released a book on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.